USA News. I'm John Schaefer. It's a busy day in Washington, D.C. At this hour, President Biden and congressional leaders are meeting to discuss raising the debt ceiling. A compromise must be reached before June to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its bills. And on Capitol Hill, there are two hearings taking place. The first, where the former head of the failed Silicon Valley Bank apologized for the bank's failure and the crisis it caused.
The takeover of SVB has been personally and professionally devastating. And I'm truly sorry for how this has impacted SVB's employees, our clients, and our shareholders.
Greg Becker told the Senate Banking Committee that the collapse was a shock to him and said he and advisors were working closely together to respond to concerns from regulators. Committee Chair Sherrod Brown blamed the bank for ignoring government warnings. Government regulation of artificial intelligence is crucial, so says the man behind ChatGPT. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman told a congressional hearing today.
Artificial intelligence has the potential to improve nearly every aspect of our lives, but also that it creates serious risks we have to work together to manage.
Altman said there must be some level of government licensing and regulation as the AI sector continues to advance. Experts and lawmakers have recently raised concerns about the fast-developing technology. For the first time in 2 months, retail sales are on the rise. The Commerce Department reported today that spending on cars, food, and gas increased 0.4% last month, but the gain was less than expected since gas prices had dropped slightly. There's been a recall issued on 2014 through 16 Jeep Cherokee vehicles. Automaker Stellantis, Jeep's parent company, says the power liftgate on the vehicles can catch fire even if the vehicle is off. Water can get into the control computer, causing an electrical short. And if you live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, lucky you. You live in what U.S. News and World Report says is the best place to live in America. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of a potential stock market crash and widespread suffering if Congress fails to raise the debt limit by early June.
A U.S. default would generate an economic and financial catastrophe.
She said millions of Americans who rely on payments from the federal government would likely go unpaid, ranging from 66 million Social Security beneficiaries to millions of veterans and military families. Taxpayers could soon be able to file their taxes digitally and free of charge directly with the IRS.
The Washington Post is reporting the agency has been quietly developing its own prototype system that could disrupt the tax prep market. The Inflation Reduction Act set aside $15 million to create a free and direct filing program. The system will reportedly be available to a small group of taxpayers through a pilot program by January 2024. Right now, the IRS has been working with several companies to provide free e-filing for qualifying taxpayers. I'm Skip Kelly.
AAA is predicting air travel over Memorial Day weekend will surpass pre-pandemic levels. According to their holiday travel report, 3.4 million Americans are expected to fly over the holiday weekend. It's an 11% increase over last year and a 5.5% increase over 2019 before the pandemic began. The NBA's Western Conference Finals begin tonight. The Denver Nuggets are hosting the LA Lakers for Game 1 in Denver. The two teams also met in the 2020 Western Conference Finals. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.